The word of the Lord. I've been looking forward to this Sunday for a really long time. That was really beautiful, kids of the Redeemer. Great job with your parable of the Good Shepherd. I am Sarah Lundgren, and for those of you who I have not yet met, I'm married to Bjorn Lundgren, who is helping with the microphones. We have 4 children. Gabe is 9, Caleb is 8, Christiana is 6, and Mary Kate is 5. And I have the immense privilege of leading our children's ministry here at Church of the Redeemer. And I'm just going to share with you a little bit about our children's ministry and about the Good Shepherd. So this is for children, and this is for adults and mentors and our church family. Throughout this past school year, in each of our children's classes, we have studied many parts of God's story, from when he made the world, to Jesus coming to earth as a baby, to rescuing us from our sin and darkness, to ascending into heaven, all the way to the coming of the Holy Spirit, which we celebrated last Sunday in Pentecost. We studied the parable of the Good Shepherd in each of our 3 Sunday school classes, from our 3-year-olds up through our 6th graders, and our children did such a beautiful job of sharing this story with you today. In preparation for this children's service, I asked our children, our kids of the Redeemer, a question. Who is God? I invited them to share, thinking about what they know from the parable of the Good Shepherd and other stories in the Bible that they know, and also from what they know about their own experience with God. And here is what our children say. Who is God? He is our King. He stays with us. He died on the cross, and he rose again. Who is God? He is the creator, the rescuer. He can do anything but stop loving us. Who is God? He is humble. He gave his life for us. He is not going to let one sheep get away or get eaten by the wolf, which is Satan. Who is God? He is the person who created everything. Who is God? He is the one who died on the cross. Who is he? He's humble. He doesn't act like the king of the world. He could easily have 1,000 jewels on his robe, but he won't because he is humble. Who is God? I've never seen him. I don't think he has a beard. He's a big thing that can be a light or a dove. He can do anything. Who is God? He's a superhero. He is really, 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 really kind. I think I got those reallys right. And really, 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 really loving. Who is God? God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. Who is God? He is the Holy Spirit. Our children can explain who God is because they have an innate understanding of him, and they experience him. In their answers to the question, who is God, they tell of his love, the cross, and explain God as creator and rescuer, and themselves as his sheep, his beloved, the ones he made. Our children know God simply, profoundly, and truly. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Our children know God, and the Holy Spirit is at work in their lives. This is a testimony of God's grace, a testimony of the support and encouragement they have in you, our church family. Our responsibility is great. As our children grow in their exploration and understanding of who God is, we must remind them continually of his unconditional love, which is the foundation of their faith, our faith. Over the past couple years, I've read and referred back to a book called Listening to Children on the Spiritual Journey. It looks like this. People ask you all kinds of questions if you stand in line or wherever you are and you pull this out. I've had the privilege of studying Listening to Children and discussing this with a team of children's leaders at Church of the Cross, led by Liz Stewart. who is children's pastor at Church of the Cross. The authors of this book are children's leaders in different churches, and they describe how a child's faith journey begins with the foundational understanding that Jesus loves him unconditionally. That has to go first. A child cannot understand sin and need for forgiveness before she understands that God's love for her has no limit. The parable of the Good Shepherd is such a valuable story to share with our children because it emphasizes this foundational truth of our faith, that Jesus loves us unconditionally. He calls us by name, and we belong to him. The metaphor of the Good Shepherd helps children connect with God as their ever-present protector and guide, and invites them to understand the reality of his presence in their lives, both in times of joy and in times of struggle. During my Good Shepherd interviews with our children, after we reviewed the parable, I asked every child, "Who is the Good Shepherd?" And every single child answered, "Either Jesus or God." When in doubt, of course, this is a very good answer in Sunday school, but it was the right one. Our kids were not guessing. They knew the Good Shepherd is Jesus. Then I asked, "Who are the sheep?" And every single one, nobody hesitated. Everybody answered, "Us." The sheep are us. We are the sheep of the Good Shepherd. We are the children of the living God. May we continue in making this connection with our children. A few weeks ago, Josh Moon, for those of you who are here, shared with us about how Jesus is not only a handsome shepherd in a clean white robe petting a baby lamb on his lap, like that picture over there shows us. That is true. He is also a shepherd who works diligently for his sheep, who runs out into a storm or an avalanche, as we're portrayed over here by our friends in the older class, or who he even fights a wolf to find his lost one. And then he carries it, no matter how heavy, on his shoulders back to safety. The Good Shepherd never grows tired of rescuing his sheep. Our Good Shepherd loves us all the time. Now is where it gets to be story hour with Miss Sarah. So I hope you can listen. Children, you all know this book, or a lot of you know this book. In her devotional to children, "Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing," Sally Lloyd-Jones encourages children in their foundational understanding of God's love, the grounding of their faith. And I'm going to read to you a beautiful page called Good Shepherd. So this is our Good Shepherd speaking to us, his sheep, in a paraphrase of Psalm 23. "Don't be afraid, little flock. I'm your Good Shepherd. You have everything you need. When you're hungry, I'll feed you. When you're thirsty, I'll give you water to drink. When you're tired, I'll bring you to cool shade where you can rest. I will rescue you. I will protect you. I love you." Even if our children know God's love is unchanging, we must remind them. All around them, voices of the evil one whisper, just as he once whispered to Eve, "Does God really love you? Are you sure you need him to be happy?" We must remind our children of God's love. Another one of my favorites in Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing. This is a book with page devotionals for children and for families, and I think that's so beautiful. But here's one of our favorites, another one about God's love. "The One Impossible Thing. Nothing is impossible for God. God can do anything. He can calm a storm, stop the sun, make a pathway through the sea. Is there anything God can't do? Just one thing. Ever stop loving you." And God says, "You are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you." Isaiah 43:4. When our children know our Savior as their Good Shepherd, who walks with them through dangerous places and who searches for even one who has lost his way, they can hold on to this foundation of God's steadfast love, especially in difficult times. I'd like to read another page. There's just two more from Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing. And this page talks about God's love and his promises staying the same even when we don't feel like it's true. Let me find my page. So this page is called Clouds and Mountains and Stars. Have you noticed that when it's cloudy, you can't see the stars? And that sometimes clouds can even hide mountains from you? For a moment, it seems as if there are no stars shining, no mountains standing. Have the mountains moved? Have the stars stopped shining? No, the clouds have just hidden them. Feelings can be like clouds. They blow in and hide things from us. Sometimes they tell us God doesn't care or that God is far away. The writer Amy Carmichael said, "Our feelings do not affect God's facts. Our feelings come and go, but God stays the same. His promises still are shining." God's promise we are talking about today is his love that is from everlasting to everlasting. Claiming this promise is the beginning of our faith. May we continue to remind our children of his love. As parents and mentors of children, we have another responsibility too. We must listen to our children and show them that we value their thoughts. Our children are not our future, they are our present. And when I say parents and mentors, I mean every adult in this church. You all have a mentoring role to our children. Whether or not you volunteer in our children's ministry, they see you worship, they see you serve communion, they see you greet, they see you welcome, they see you hold their baby siblings in nursery, they see you lead missions and outreach events, they see you pray, they see how you follow our Good Shepherd. In listening to children on the spiritual journey, the children's leaders in this book explain, our faith journey is a pilgrimage. Adults and children are co-pilgrims, with adults more experienced pilgrims. Over time, we journey together, growing in faith as we engage with one another and with God. Our Kids of the Redeemer time is not childcare, so that adults can hear the pastor's message in peace and quiet. This is a special time for our children to explore the mystery of God's presence in their lives through engaging in his story. We invite our children to wonder in community with other children and children's leaders, and we listen to them. We value process over product. During the past couple weeks in our children's time, the leaders and I gave each class the same assignment. Draw a picture of God the way you picture him in your mind. You may draw him as a person or use any symbols that you think could represent him. One child explaining her drawing of God said, "See this yellow stuff?" And she had colored yellow all around her image of God. That is God's light. One child drew God with trails of hearts coming down from his face and titled her picture, "God Made of Hearts." One child drew a dove with the heart and indicated this is the Holy Spirit. Another child drew a sheepfold with a big heart filling the whole sheepfold with the word across it, "Lord." Another child drew a cross, a heart, and a diamond. Another child drew a smiling face next to a burning bush, a cross, and an altar. Many children drew a sheep and a shepherd. Some of these drawings are in our bulletins today, and all of them are on display in the foyer for everyone to take a look at after the service on that back wall. And children, if you don't see your picture up there, it could be because you took it home accidentally, or it could be because you might have missed one of the two Sundays that we did that, but you can always do it at home. Who is God? Show it on paper. This activity was a great example of valuing process with children. Each child could explain his or her drawing with truth they felt needed to be represented. Even some of the preschoolers could explain what they think is important about God, pointing to different parts of their scribbles. The display of children's drawings out there is not an art show, but rather an invitation to all adults to listen to what our children can tell us about their experience of God. We value our children not only because they sing so sweetly and they look really cute when they're ringing bells, but because they are precious in God's sight and they experience him profoundly. Jesus says his kingdom is theirs. As parents and mentors, we must listen to our children and value them, not only for their affirmation, but for our own blessing. After Jesus bids the children to him, he also tells us in the Gospel of Mark, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." May we listen to our children to affirm them as valuable members of our church family and to rediscover what it means to receive the kingdom of God as a child. One of the last discussion questions I asked our children in our Good Shepherd interview was, "How do you know God loves you?" And here's what our children say: "Because he made me, because I love him, because I feel it in my heart. I know it at church when we sing praise songs to God. He made me, so that probably means he loves me. Because he loves us, because he stays with us. I can feel him in my heart. Because he cares for us, because he made us. Because he made us, because he made us." One child's response was, "I don't know." I asked this child, "You don't need to tell me how you know, but do you know that God loves you?" His response, "Yeah." Our children have deep trust in our Good Shepherd. Knowing God is not an end, but a process. May we invite and encourage our children in this process. May we who shepherd our children remind them of God's unconditional love. And may we listen and value their thoughts as we continue following our Good Shepherd together. I'd like to end with one last challenge from Thoughts to Make Your Heart Sing, called Sing Your Song. The whole world is singing a song. Have you heard it? The wind is whispering it in the trees. The rain is dancing it on the rooftops. The whole of creation is singing it out together. God loves us. He made us. He's very pleased with us. It's the song that's been sung since the beginning, the song God created everything in his world to sing. It's the song without words. It's the song you were created to sing too. We forgot our song long ago, but when we turned and ran away from God, Jesus has come to bring us home to God and give us back our song. So go on, children, sing your song. May we continue to sing the song of God's love with our children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.